Robert Einhorn, a former U.S. non-proliferation official, asked Pakistan not to give nuclear assistance to Al-Qaeda. Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Non-Proliferation, Robert Einhorn, who is now with the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, said on Monday that the U.S. should insist on Pakistan keeping a tighter lid on its nuclear know-how. U.S. government officials reportedly believe that Pakistan supplied materials to North Korea that helped the communist country pursue a secret nuclear weapons program.
Pakistan needs to be encouraged very strongly and repeatedly to make sure it has the tightest controls on the export of sensitive materials, including nuclear materials, and very tight controls on nuclear scientists who possess a lot of know-how that could be of interest to states of proliferation concern as well as to terrorist groups. In the late 90s, there was a sensitive trade relationship between North Korea and Pakistan. North Korea was selling Pakistan Nodong missiles. At that time, Pakistan was not in very good shape economically. And questions were raised, how is Pakistan paying for these Nodong missiles? Speculation arose as to whether Pakistan had something that North Korea might want, namely the technology to enrich uranium for nuclear weapons.
Einhorn also said that Pakistani atomic scientists were in touch with Al-Qaeda. The U.S. is counting on Pakistani help to round up leftover Al-Qaeda elements who are believed to have fled across the border from Afghanistan.
Apparently, there was some admission that these former Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission scientists had discussions with Al-Qaeda. Now, they claim to have been involved only in humanitarian kinds of projects. I don't know whether there was more to that or not, but I think it simply illustrates that Pakistan needs to have very tight control on its nuclear scientists, on its nuclear laboratories, and even on former nuclear scientists, retired nuclear scientists.
The New York Times reported over the weekend that some U.S. officials believe Pakistan and North Korea were engaged in a barter arrangement in the late 1990s in which Pakistan supplied nuclear technology in exchange for ballistic missiles. Prasad Sanyal with Poonam Dagar, ANI.